this I must earn.
Yes, Lord.
If there's one thing that we as parents, especially mothers, desire for their children, it is for them to have the very best that life has to offer. The best education, the best friend, the best church, the best habits, the good life. The problem with a parent desiring the best for their child is that the child has to desire the very best for themselves. If the child doesn't want for themselves what you want for them, they're just wasting their time and your time. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't continue to pray for the child. Continue to have faith that the child will someday change. But the Bible says that faith without works is dead.
All right, man.
Now, that doesn't mean that you don't need faith. I'm not canceling out faith, belittling faith. I'm just saying faith alone sometimes is not enough. Sometimes your faith, all the time, your faith must be matched with your effort. You got to put forth actions in order to see the thing happen. I think it was Janet Jackson that wrote a song, and she said, "The best things in life are free." And though your salvation is free, that's not what we're going to deal with this morning. We're going to act as though you're already saved, but you're working on a position in the kingdom of God. And so if I have to work on a position in the kingdom of God, what I know is that with faith, my action must say that I believe in the God that I serve. Now, if I have the faith, faith will always propel you to do something. Faith will always make you get up when others say sit down. Faith will always make you move when others think that they have knocked you out. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence or the proof of things not seen. And so what faith says is I can experience the kingdom of God on earth. I get so tired of church folk talking about when I get to heaven. You know what? I don't want to go through hell on earth and wait on a God to serve me or to give me a breakthrough when I get to heaven. I want to experience the kingdom of God on earth. So when I praise God, my praise take me into His presence. When I worship God, I understand my worship brings things into motion.
All right, now.
And so praise and worship gets me into the presence of God, and it brings me under obedience to God. And where obedience of God is, the kingdom of God is also. I don't know about you, but when you talk to people and they say, well, when you get to heaven, all your troubles is going to be over. I don't want to live every day on earth in troubles. God said He loves me. He said, I'll never leave you, never forsake me. Well, I gotta wait till I get over there to experience your goodness. You told me that surely goodness and blessings will follow me here. So I want to experience abundant living here. I'm tired of living from paycheck to paycheck down here. I'm tired of the haters and the foolishness that I'm going through down here. I want the kingdom of God to come in my life. I want to know what it feels like to have overflow. I want to know what it feels like to be in a position to bless somebody else. But this I must earn.
Yes.
And the reason that must earn it because mama can't give me a piece of God.
All right.
Mama can't give me salvation.
That's right.
Mama can't do me the way that God does me.
That's right.
And so in life, we have to understand that salvation is the gift of God.
Yes.
In other words, in order for you to be saved, all you have to do is ask and believe.
Yes.
But once you are saved, you better believe that you're going to go through something on earth.
Right.
But that's all right that I go through something, because I know if God says, let us go to the other side.
Yeah.
I may be crippled, but I'm going to make it.
Right.
I may be abused, but I'm going to make it. My credit may be jacked up, but I'm going to make it. May not have a friend in the world, but I'm going to make it because God spoke and he says, let us go
to the other side. That's right.
This woman.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Now, she comes to Jesus.
Have mercy.
But you have to understand something before you really understand how she came to Jesus.
All right, now
according to John 19:25,
All right,
this woman, her name is Salome, which means to be clothed or to be strength.
Yes.
So she was a strong woman who came to Jesus.
Have mercy.
Now, some theologians say, according to John 19:25, that she was the sister of Mary, Jesus' mother.
All right, now.
On this Friends and Family Day, you need to understand that hookups just didn't start today.
All right, she
came to Jesus for her two sons, who was Jesus' first cousin, and she said, hook me up.
I wonder if
there's any of you on this Friends and Family Day. Got some family members. Always want you to hook them up. You just got a paycheck, a pay raise, and they think you need to hook them up. You just bought a new car, and they think you need to hook them up with an old one. God just began to bless you, and you need to hook them up with the overflow.
All right, now.
See, the Bible declares there's nothing new under the sun.
That's right.
Folk always want a hookup.
Yeah.
Folk always want you to do something.
Yeah.
And if you don't do it, you know, Brother Ray, you know we cousins, and you ought to do it for me. You know we always pull the emotional stuff out.
Yeah.
You know, you remember that time I gave you $2. Forget about the 20 that you gave me. They always want a hookup. Always want you to hook them up with something. Them family folk, them friends, always want a hookup. And you thought that was something new. And you even said, I can't believe he even had the audacity to ask me. Now, if they ask Jesus for a hookup, don't you know they're going to ask you for a hookup? Yeah. Hook me up, cuz. Hook me up, cuz. Break me off a little bit. I know you got some extra change. You got some of them in your family. You need to quit acting like you're a young boy. I got some in mind. They always want you to give them something. Now you begin to go through something. And they act like they don't know you. But they always want a hookup. This woman, she came to Jesus and she says, Jesus, you know we cousin, right? You know they never just come out and ask you. They always work you. Get you nice and soft. And get you to drop your guards. And then they ask you for another 20 when they didn't pay you for last week. And so she come to Jesus and she said, Jesus, I believe that. Well, she really came to Jesus. She says, nephew, I need you to hook your cuz up with something now. Listen. Now, what I need you to hook your cuz up with now, they ain't going to ask you because, you know, they already owe you, so they're embarrassed by asking you for something else. But now, when you get to your kingdom, now, this is what I want from you. I want you to allow one to sit on your right hand and allow the other one to sit on your left hand. In other words, here's this mother that is jockeying for a position for her children. But salvation is free, but your position in the kingdom of God, that you must earn. Can't nobody give you that. See, in order for you to receive the blessings of God, you got to push your way through some mess. You got to push your way beyond some haters. You got to push your way beyond some stuff, because there's always something in life. trying, always there to block you. But you got to understand, as you position yourself in the kingdom of God, when you align yourself with the will of God, in the kingdom of God, in His will, then God begins to pour out on you. But when God begins to pour out on you, He can only give you what you're ready for.
All right.
And so what she wanted from Jesus was for Jesus to give them a position. And you know, that's too much of the issues that we're going through today. And so many churches, you know, my mom was a deaconess in the church, and my dad was a deacon, and so I'm entitled to it. You know what you're entitled to? To go to hell without the grace of God. That's the only thing that we are entitled to. Thank God for His amazing grace. How sweet it sounds when you're down and out, have no one to turn to. Thank God for His grace when the bills are past due. Thank God for His grace when all your friends turn their back on you. Thank God for His amazing grace. Oh, how sweet the sound. Saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but thank God I'm found. And now that I'm found, I'm going to worship Him. I'm going to serve Him in spirit and in truth. So she says to Jesus, she says, give me this for my children. And see, what she thought is that if she asked for it, Jesus would simply give it to her. You see, but here's the thing is that you got to work your way through some stuff. There's some stuff in life you just got to earn. You see, folks look at you and they see what you drive and they see how you're living. They see what you wear and they see your glory, but they don't know your story. They don't know the hell you're going through. They don't know the mess that you got to make at work. They don't know what you're going through at home. So just because they see what God is doing is inside of you doesn't mean they understand what's going on behind the scenes. See, this you got to earn. And so what Jesus was trying to teach the mother is that I can give you salvation, but I can't give your children a place on my right and a place on my left. This they got to earn. And so as they begin to come closer to Jesus, what Jesus says is, can you drink from this cup? He wants to know, are you able to drink from this cup? I don't know about you, but sometimes my cup is filled with sorrow. Sometimes my cup is overflowing with tears. Sometimes my cup got some stuff in it. And God wants to know, can you drink from this cup? See, sometimes we have to just say, God, it was good that I was afflicted. I know I'm going through something, but I thank you for my trouble. I know that I learned to lean and depend on you. What the enemy meant for evil, God, you turned that thing around. And so now you know that God is able. He wants to know that He's able. He's going to see you through. And so He says, I can't give them that, but what I can give them, the God that I serve has already prepared for. Baby, what you're going through on the other side, God has already prepared for it. Don't you lose out in going through your struggles. Don't you quit going through your struggles. God says it's already prepared on the other side. Now she came to Jesus and she said, now give this to my children. And Jesus said, I can't do that, baby. They got to drink from this cup. They got to go through hell. They got to go through high waters. They got to pick up their own cross and they got to bear their own cross. I wonder if you're bearing your cross this morning. I wonder if you feel light sometimes in spite of the pressure that is upon you. I wonder if you feel free and liberty in spite of the chain that is on you. I wonder, can you thank God in the midst of your trouble? We got to learn that even when we're going through something, God is still over. God is able to do all things but fail. Now He says, I got something. It's prepared for you. But baby, I got to put you through something just so you can get it. Yeah, you're going to go through, but don't you let go of God's unchanging hands. The winds and the waves going to come, but don't you let go of God's unchanging hands. He says, you got to earn this. In other words, you got to get in a place of expectancy. You got to begin to live like God already did the thing for you. You got to look like a fool praising and shouting to God, even though you don't got nothing right now. You got to begin to expect God. Expect God to do it. Then when I begin to expect God to do it, then I line myself up. And she says this, give it to him. And Jesus says, no, no, baby. They got to be baptized. Don't you know sometimes God will allow you to go through something that will take you under. The storms will take you under. The bills will take you under. The lines will take you under. But if you baptize in him, you got to know on the third day, you will rise again. It's the third day for somebody, you will rise again. And when you get up this time, baby, you're going to be stronger than before, mightier than before, powerful than before, more healing than before, more loving than before, more grace than before, more mercy than before, more money than before. I overflow, baby, because I'm in line with him. Except once you get in the line with him, he says, now that you're in line with me, what I need for you to do, the old famous words of T.D. Jakes, he says, get ready, get ready, get ready. You need to get ready for your blessings. You expected God, you asked for it. You got sin out of your life. You line yourself up. You better get ready. God is going to bless you. You ain't going to be able to handle it. God got something for you. And when God bless you, baby, don't get cute. You just remember him. Just remember him. Keep on praising him. Keep on worshiping him. Keep on coming to church. Keep on doing what God has called you to do. Because now you're ready. You're ready. You're ready. And when you get ready, here comes Satan coming. And he's telling you, you can't do this and you can't have that. You need to slap Satan out your life and say, baby, I'm ready for mine. I'm ready for mine. I know the hell I've been through. I know the hot waters I've been through. I know I've been waiting long enough. I'm ready for mine, baby. God, bring me mine. I don't want to pray another day asking for something. I'm expecting it and I'm standing on it. I want to see it today. You said, surely goodness and mercy will follow me. I want my goodness and mercy. I want it right now. I want to see it on this side. I want to open my eyes one day and somebody blessing me. I want to open my eyes and everything around me that was against me, all of a sudden it's changing. You got to expect it. Then you got to align yourself. And you got to get ready for it. And then you got to say, now. Right now, God. I want it now. You said if I ask for it, don't faint, believe it, I want it now. This I must earn. All of the hell I've been through, I want my stuff now. I don't want to wait till I get in heaven. I want my stuff now. I don't want to wait till you return. I want my stuff now. I'm your child. You said that I can have what I desire. See, the problem is we don't believe that God can do it right now. I wish I had about five folk that were stupid enough to believe that God can work out a miracle in your life this morning. I wish I had about five folk that were stupid enough to believe that God is saying, now your kingdom is coming right now. And the kingdom of God, he says, baby, I'm getting ready to do it in your life. You better watch out. You better get ready. I'm getting ready to do that thing in your life right now. I know you've been stuck there long enough, but baby, your blessing coming right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. I'm going to pull it down from heaven. I'm going to pull it down from heaven. I want it right now. Not another minute. Not another day. I want more. Not new shoes. I want more of you. Not another car. I want more of you. Not another spiritual blessing. I want more. I want more of you. And I'm not trying to be pushy, Daddy. Please, Daddy. I'm not disrespecting you, but I want my stuff right now, Daddy. I want what you promised me. I want it now. I want you to pour out right now. And so the mother said, the mother says, they want to sit at your left and sit at your right. And Jesus says, are they able to handle it? You see, folk want what you got, but they can't handle what you've been going through, baby. You see what I got, baby, but you can't handle. You ain't able to walk where I'm walking. You ain't able to stand up against what I'm... you need to tell somebody, it ain't easy being you. It ain't easy, the hell you going through. The lies you gotta face, the rejection that you going through, the layoff that you going through, the doubts that bother you every night. Baby, you better tell somebody, it ain't easy being me, but I'm me and I'm wrapped up and I'm tied up in Jesus. Have you ever tried Jesus? Won't he be a bridge over troubled water? Won't he make a way out of no way? Won't he fight your battles? Ain't he a battle line in the time of the storm? Ain't he shelter in time of the rain? Have you ever tried Jesus? Won't he make a way out of no way? Won't he open a door that man the shepherd? He says, you got to drink from this cup. In other words, you got to go through something. Now, when you begin to go through something, you need to know that sometimes you're going to fall down. But he says, even when you fall down, I'm going to baptize you. You see, because in the cup is sin, in the cup is suffering, in the cup is heartache, in the cup is cancer, in the cup is layoff, in the cup is bad credit. But he says, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I dare you right now to slap Satan and tell him I've been baptized in the blood. I'm a born believer. I'm a baptized believer. I know what God's going to do in my life. I dare you right now to begin to pull in your blessings. I dare you right now to declare that thing you've been asking God for. I know it doesn't look like it, but God, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to believe in you because I know that you're able. You see, you got to be baptized. And early one Sunday morning, somebody was baptized in the blood. One morning, somebody was baptized in the blood. One Tuesday's troubles was all around, but you were baptized in the blood. One Wednesday, you were worried about stuff, but you were baptized in the blood. One Thursday morning, somebody troubles everywhere, but you were baptized in the blood. Early one Friday, you feared, but you were baptized in the blood. But on the Sabbath day, he says, I'm going to wind up everything. You better begin to speak to the fear in your life. You better begin to speak to the rejection in your life. You better begin to speak to the doubt in your life. You better say, God, I'm your child. I'm standing and I'm waiting on you. Baptized in his blood. Baptized in his blood. Baptized. I've been going through something, but God has given me a fresh start. I've been born again. How many of you know this morning you've been born again? I'm come on, showing up born again. Don't fool me this morning. Don't play with me this morning. I'm come on, so baptized that you love your enemy. I'm come on, so baptized that you pray for those that misuse you. I'm come on, so baptized that you just watch God keep on making ways out of no way. I'm come on, so baptized you know you're gonna make it. I'm come on, so baptized sin has no place in your life because you know I'm gonna get up again. And when I get up this time, Satan, I'm gonna wear your tail out. I'm gonna pray a little longer. I'm gonna shout a little longer. I'm gonna worship a little stronger. I'm gonna pray with more power. I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna pat your tail up. And every time thou step in, I'm gonna say, you take me up here because faith is here. And I'm gonna step out on his word. I want to speak to that person in closing. I want to talk to you that has never been born again. I want to talk to you that never been baptized with the blood of the Lamb. We came this morning because we want you to understand that God says you got to drink from this cup. Now there's going to be some bitter stuff in the cup.
Yeah.
But you just drink it anyway.
Yeah.
In your cup called life, it's going to be some stuff you don't want. And God is going to say, well, just bear with it anyway.
Yeah.
See, but when you drink from that cup, you got to understand that in that cup is also your power.
Yeah.
You see, the only reason that you're still sitting here and you got faith is because you've been through something. And you've been carrying a cross. And folk been looking at you and want to be like you and like what you got and don't know the hell that you go through to keep it. Don't know the hell that you went through to get it. And so every night when you go home and they think you sitting there sitting high and you praying and that's how you know that God is doing things because of the time that you spend with him. See, that's the baptized believer that God is looking for. He says, I'm looking for true worshipers. Some fools that will worship you in spite of your situation. In spite of being unemployed, you still worship me. In spite of your sickness, you still worship me. In spite of the rejection, you still worship me. In spite of the relationship being on the rock, you still worship me. Because you know that I'm able to restore. I'm able to fix all things. I'm able to bring it all back together. As the deacons come this morning.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord.
We don't want to leave without extending an invitation to someone this morning. That invitation this morning is for someone who doesn't know Christ as their personal Savior. We want to extend that invitation to you. morning and you don't know Christ, you don't have a church home, we want you to come this morning. That's why we came. It's souls that we're after. With everyone this morning. Not sure about your salvation. We extend an invitation to you. Pick it up, child. Pick it up.
Have mercy, Jesus.
We want to extend that invitation to you. With everyone this morning. If you die right now, do you know where you're going? If you die right now, do you know where you're going? If you don't have a church home, you don't have a covering, we extend an invitation to you. Jesus says, if you deny God on earth, he's going to deny you in heaven. While the blood is running warm in your veins, while you have a chance, and while God is so freely giving you salvation, you don't have to earn your salvation. He says it's the gift of God, wrapped up in a body, wrapped up in a baby called Jesus, Emmanuel. God says, I am with you. All you have to do is just extend your hand. With everyone, no church home, don't know Christ as your personal Savior, backslid into the world, you need Jesus. God wants you. Don't fight. Just come. With everyone this morning. Yes to his way. You say yes. You say yes. Not sure about your salvation? You say yes. If you die right now, do you know where you go? The Bible declares to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. If you know him. If you don't know him, you wake up, you in hell. Heaven or hell, those two, where are you going? Salvation is right here for the asking. All you got to do is walk this morning. All you got to do is walk. Walk with the health and strength that he's giving you. Walk with the health and strength that he's giving you. Don't you have a hard heart. Don't you let your ego get in the way. All you got to do is walk this morning. I'm talking to somebody.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Will you say yes?
Seated this morning.